Michael Moore, Biden is losing youth vote, likely he won't be re-elected. By Pam Key on May 1, 2024. Liberal documentary filmmaker Michael Moore said Monday on CNN's The Source that the college protests were a danger to President Joe Biden being re-elected in November. Partial transcript as follows. Caitlin Collins, there's a CNN poll that showed today 81% of voters who are under the age of 35 disapprove of how President Biden has been handling this war. I mean, we're seeing it on campuses. There is a question of what we're going to see in November. I wonder what you think he should be doing differently to change those numbers. Moore, thank you for asking that question, Caitlin. This is why I was so, when I got the call, asking if I'd like to come on tonight. I really was coming on. I know we're speaking to millions of people. But I'd like to speak to one particular individual. And that is President Biden. I wanted to say this on your show tonight that his chance of not being re-elected, I think, at this point, is so great, because of those numbers. Because he's losing the youth vote. He's lost the Arab American vote in Michigan. So even Michelle Goldberg in a column, in the New York Times, last month, said that you lose Michigan, you lose the election. I am fighting to make sure that doesn't happen. I am trying to save Joe Biden. Because as soon as he does the right thing, as soon as he, and if you're listening, watching Mr. Biden, fellow Catholic, although some will say recovering, in my case, but still, we are Catholics. And the Pope is right on this. We need an immediate ceasefire. It is wrong. A mass slaughter of innocents, of children, of women, of the elderly, is a sin. It is absolutely against what we believe in. I know you know that too. I know that's why you're not really happy with what Netanyahu has done here. And you can stop the killing tonight. You pull the plug, you close the bank. You shut it down. Doesn't mean we're not going to support Israel, protect Israel. Absolutely. All of that. But it's not what's going on here. It is a mass slaughter. It's madness, President Biden. And you know this. And I speak to you, as a fellow seminarian, to the Catholic priesthood, that's me, that this is wrong. This is not what we believe in. And I think, you know, after the World War II, we are all in the shadow of the Holocaust. We are all sons and daughters of that era. And what did we want to do? We wanted to make sure that no Jew would ever have to suffer again, or be killed again. And so, everybody got behind the idea that they should have this home. But the home, the land wasn't taken from the Nazis, the Germans. We didn't give them Bavaria. We took land from people who not a single Palestinian built an oven at Auschwitz. Not a single Palestinian ran the Spanish Inquisition. Not a single Palestinian turned away boatloads of German Jewish refugees that tried to dock in Boston, New York, Miami, prohibited, tried to escape before they were all exterminated. And we turned them away, we, the United States. And I'm just saying, yes, it's your right to be. As you say, you care and you love the Jewish people, obviously, yes. But not this. This is mass extermination. When you carpet bomb a civilian population. And by us, who are watching this, that's our tax dollars and my tax dollars. That means we are funding this. We are responsible. We have to own this. And we have to own it. And so, well, I'm sorry, Caitlin. I just want to make this, because people, Democrats are going, oh, don't be saying this. We got to win the election. But we're going to lose the election. We're going to lose Michigan, if we don't turn this around. And President Biden isn't turning this around. That is going to do more to put Trump back in the White House. And I refuse to have Donald Trump back in the White House. So, what are we all going to do? How are we going to fix this? There's a simple way, right now, to try to bring back some of the young people. And I know we're out of time. Thank you for letting me say that, and speak directly to the president, where I hope is watching. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.